Radio. Then are there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Donald Trump today just totally trumped it up. He was trumping it trumpily, and he just trumped the hell out of it. And you know,
You okay, buddy?
It's so...
My buddy seemed sad. My buddy seemed sad.
Well,
I just
every day you got the new things that Trump does, and it just, you know, it wears you down.
I don't know what you're talking about, but you know what? Why don't you relax at my place? Let me take this for a bit. Let me talk to Trump. Let me see if I can talk to Trump.
Okay.
Hello, Donald. It's me, the guy who made sure everyone knew was Jewish on Twitter. I know you're upset about all the criticism you've been taking in the fake news and the fake late night shows. It's just we're all still having a little trouble adjusting to your presidency as it goes into its 500th year. You know, it's everything's off its axis. It's a little unusual. Apparently now Putin and Kim Jong-un are noble, intelligent role models, and Canada's a bunch of giant like, that's hard to get used to. You're redoing the post-war alliances, only this time we're with the Axis powers. But I just want to say, if there's one hallmark to your presidency that I think we're finding the most difficult, is that no matter what you do, it always comes with an extra layer of gleeful cruelty and it's not just that. It's not just that you don't want people taking a knee, it's that they're sons of bitches if they do. It's not just denying women who accuse you of a sexual assault, it's saying, well, they were too ugly anyway. You can't just be against the media, they're enemies of the people. It's not even partisan. Anyone in the Republican Party dare speak against you, they also must be humiliated, even if they have a terminal disease. Which brings us to immigration. Boy, you that up. Sorry. It's the seminal example of the Trump doctrine. Its goal best expressed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of their women.
Yes. You're only happy if you hear the lamentations of the women.
Donald, you could have absolutely made a more stringent border policy that would have made your point about enforcement. But I guess it wouldn't have felt right without a Dickensian level of villainy. You casually separated people seeking asylum from their children, from babies. It made me realize something. You may be orange. You may like hamburgers. You may be a clown. But you are no Ronald McDonald. Sorry. I had to say it. It's true. So look, you're a businessman, all right? Let's negotiate for just an end to this gratuitous what can we give you? You dig the dictator thing? How about we give you a giant building with gold toilets and your name on it in giant letters that are... That's where he lived? All right, how about we give you a whole news network. They'll spend 24 hours a day praising everything you do. named for a small animal? Damn it. All right, let's just go full on arch villain. How about we have a volcano destroy a large portion of the home state of your enemy, Barack Obama? That way, he destroyed Hawaii? This is it. Clearly, we're not going to be able to negotiate or shame you into decency. But there is one place where I draw the line. I won't allow you and your sycophants to turn your cruelty into virtue.
The president is a fighter.
He's tough. He's a fighter. He's a strong leader, and he's somebody who deeply loves this country.
He is a very compassionate human being.
Donald Trump is the exact right leader we need at this frightening time to make sure that America still leads.
Well, Donald Trump is not a racist.
He talks like a guy from Queens.
Donald Trump talks like the majority of the American people talk.
The majority of the American people aren't. He doesn't talk like the majority. He doesn't talk like the majority of the American people. He talks more like a gerrymandered minority that shrewdly played the Electoral College. You know, as Lincoln once said, as the great Abraham Lincoln once said, I am the least racist person you've ever met. The blacks, they love me. Sorry, that was you. But what Lincoln said in his Cooper Union speech was to point out the one thing Southern slaveholders really wanted from the free states. This and only this: cease to call slavery wrong and join them in calling it right. It was on this point that Lincoln said the Union could not bend. And what Donald Trump wants is for us to stop calling his cruelty and fear and divisiveness wrong, but to join him in calling it right. And this we cannot do. And by not yielding, and I say, by not yielding, we will prevail. Unless, of course, the Democratic leaders have committed to be a bunch of thugless.
Carry him. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
contraband. Contraband, contraband, contraband. I got the plug on Oaxaca.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baca. Blah.
America, I just checked my following, listen.
Get your money, get your money, get your money, get your money.
One, two, three, I'm
longtime Republican strategist who's worked at the highest levels of that party, who just quit the GOP after almost 30 years over the president's immigration policy, specifically family separation. In an impassioned tweet storm last week, Steve Schmidt wrote, "This independent voter will be aligned with the only party left in America that stands for what is right and decent and remains fidelitous to our republic, objective truth, the rule of law, and our allies. That party is the Democratic Party." So first I want to talk about that. The kind of breaking point for you, you know, you've been a never Trumper. That's been clear. You have a, you know, there's a group of people that I think have very strong views about this individual, this president, his character. And then there's a question at which point that becomes true about everyone in league with him. What was the breaking point for you?
Well, I had the experience on June the 5th, standing on Juneau Beach and spending time in the Canadian cemetery. Spending time at Pegasus Bridge, where the British 6th Airborne leapt in, and understanding the value of the U.S.-led liberal global order that emerged from the aftermath of humanity's greatest tragedy, which killed 80 million people and left the world in ruins. That liberal global order is worth defending. This president is an autocrat. He is not a small d Democrat. He doesn't believe in liberal democracy. And what we're seeing here every day are five behaviors. One, he incites fervor in a base through constant lying. Two, he scapegoats minority populations, and he affixes blame for complex problems to them and them alone. Three, he alleges conspiracies that are hidden and nefarious and linked to those scapegoated populations. Four, he spreads a sense of victimizations among those fervent supporters. And five, he asserts the need to exert heretofore unprecedented power to protect his victim class from the conspiracies and the scapegoated populations. Through all of history, you understand totalitarianism. You understand how democracies fall. You will find those five behaviors. Now, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, I would argue, and you and I disagree on many, many things, that's but true. We are fidelitous to liberal democracy.
That's true.
Right? That government of the people, by the people, for the people must continue. And the Republican Party has abdicated. Conservatism has become synonymous with obedience to the leader, a leader who says, I am the law. I am above the law. I will define what truth is. Truth is what the leader says it is, not what we would have recognized months ago as objective truth. And so the Republican Party has become a threat to liberal democracy.
I am 12 years old and I'm from Miami, Florida. I am the proud daughter.
hard worker who loves me very much. My mom's job is very important, unlike other governments. She takes care of children as a nanny and makes sure they are healthy and safe. Our government instead harms children and deports parents every day. I am here today because the government is separating and detaining refugee parents and children at the border who are looking for safety. Our government also continues to separate U.S. citizen children like me from their parents every day. This is evil. It needs to stop. It makes me sad to know that children can't be with their parents. I don't understand why they are being so mean to us children. Don't they know how much we love our families? Don't they have a family too? Why don't they care about us children?
We love you!
I love you more. Why do they hurt us like this? It is unfair that they get to spend time with their families today while there are children in detention centers and in cages all alone missing their parents who are thrown in jail. Yes. 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 I live with the constant fear of losing my mom to deportation. My mom is strong, beautiful, and brave. She is also a person who taught me how to speak up when I see things that aren't fair. ICE wants to take away my mom from me. I don't like to live with this fear. It's scary. I can't sleep. I can't study. I am stressed. I am afraid that they will take my mom away while she is at work, out driving, or at home. I don't understand why this administration won't support mothers who just want a better life for their children.
Of the world as we
Donald Trump.
Great time to be an American.
It is. It is a great time to be an American, right? Because we're the ones who are responsible for this, and we've got to do something.
And we are going to do something, and now it's time. We have to sort of prove our mettle here. And look, we're in deep, deep trouble here. I am as civil as any Eagle Scout Catholic altar boy could be when confronted with the devil.
Well, is there... You've got to give the devil his due. You gotta give the devil his due, the devil benefit of law. But, okay, so what do you make of these calls for civility? Do you think that
the calls,
confronting people, say, in restaurants?
The calls that are coming from the uncivil, asking Democrats who are usually so wimpy and weak and, no, it's okay, you know, we'll take half of universal health care. We don't need the whole thing. You know, that's how our side sounds all the time. Mm-hmm. We're constantly giving in. And then a few people want to stand up and say, no, I've had enough. That's it. And we don't have to be violent. We have to remain nonviolent. But, you know, if the worst that's going to happen to anybody in the Trump administration is that they don't get to have a chicken dinner in Virginia, I mean, I don't know. Listen, seriously, if it were just that we had these differences, I don't think it's right to throw Sarah Sanders out of the restaurant because I disagree with her politically. If I see her come into my movie, I'm not going to say you can't see my movie. But that's not what's going on right now. We're not talking about political differences. We're talking about thousands of children being kidnapped from their parents and put in jails. And the headline, I don't know if you saw it while you were in line for the show here tonight, but they have ruled now that toddlers must appear in these immigration courts with alone. They cannot have an advocate or a lawyer, anybody with them. They could bring in the 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old, and they have to stand there alone in the docket. This is insanity. This is not who we are, is it? No, it's not.
Where does this go? Where does this go? What is on the other side of this? Because we've got a gerrymandered Congress, because the Electoral College essentially a gerrymandered presidency, and therefore you end up with a gerrymandered Supreme Court. What is the end game here? Because you don't want to end this in anything violent or some sort of really revolutionary confrontation. You want a political change at the end of this. Do you have any hope for that? Because you have to hold out hope for that. You can't actually...
I couldn't come on this show here if I didn't have hope. But let me ask you a personal question. Is that okay?
We'll find out.
All right. I just want to ask you a personal question if it's okay. When you read the paper every day or you watch the news, do you ever cry? I mean, do you ever tear up? Does this ever happen to you these days?
Sure, of course.
It's right. It happens to me now every day.
It will happen as soon as the show's over and I find out more about the shooting in Annapolis. I'm sure it'll happen again.
Exactly. That has become the norm now.
Yes.
When we all made Bowling for Columbine, it had never happened before. And we made that film in the hopes that it wouldn't happen anymore. And so the despair that I have in going forward and making these movies is, when are people going to get off the couch? And when are we going to rise up? And I'm telling you, folks, to answer your question, the end game, sadly, is going to be Trump is not going to leave. He plans to be reelected. He loves the term president for life. The only way that we're going to stop this is eventually we're all going to have to put our bodies on the line. You're going to have to be willing to do this. When I see those children down in Brownsville, I don't see them as somebody else's children. I see them as my children. Those are my children. Now, and
don't
I...
Don't despair.
Because, no...
You said despair. You say you despair.
I despair, but...
But despair is for those who see all ends, okay? And
yes,
we don't
and I,
know
and
we,
I,
don't, we don't know.
And I do know that people will rise up, because what would you do, each of you in the audience, if they snatched your child from you and put that in a... What would you... How would you respond to that? That's how we all have to start responding. And you speak of Christianity, this so-called Christian country, it's a majority of Christian country. If we actually start acting that way, if we start acting the way we were taught in Catholic school or in Bible school, wherever you went, we will have a better country, but not until then. And you know, I keep doing this, Stephen, because I think that there is a chance, but I don't want to hold out false hope anymore. I want to go here. Let me just end with this positive note that I believe that I know, in fact, the facts. We, if I can call you we.
We'll see. Depends on what you say.
It's going to be a new Supreme Court, so we may not be able to be a we.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm just saying that the majority of Americans are very liberal. They take the liberal position on most issues. They believe women should be paid the same as men. They believe that there's climate change. Go down the list. Mm-hmm. They don't believe people should be thrown in jail for smoking marijuana. Go down the list. The majority of our fellow Americans are liberal, and we, the Democrats, have won the presidency, the popular vote, in 6 of the last 7 presidential elections. The Republicans have only won once since 1988, in 2004, with Bush. That's the only time they've won the popular vote. The country we live in doesn't want the Republicans in the White House.
Right.
They don't want them running this country. We're the majority. We're the majority. And I don't know, on that positive note...
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.